This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome to episode number 9 of Popcorn Chicken Salad. Happy New Year to you all. We are back for 2022, and tonight we have yet again another full house. First of all, the host, a piece of the action, Mr. Matt Souza. Good evening, Matt.
Second month in a row, everybody is here. I'm starting to get a little concerned, but great to be here as always.
I know, right? It's getting a bit, like you said last month, it's getting a bit claustrophobic in here.
It is. There is not a lot of room here. We need to expand. We need to expand a little bit.
Yeah, Chicken Salad Towers needs. We need a new office, damn it. Also with us, he's not going to be watching NXT tonight because he decided to join us instead. It is Logan Crumlin. Good evening, Logan.
Yeah, it's definitely getting too full in here, and I definitely have an uneasy feeling, but that's probably because I'm missing Blitzkrieg's NXT title win, so but I'll gladly watch a movie with you, fellas.
All about Bryce Brock, I mean, you know that, don't you, brother? Good to have you as always, Logan. And, gentlemen, for the second month in a row, he has joined us. It is the king of the shit take and the radish of the salad family. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only Sean fucking Ked.
Hello, everybody. And don't worry about it getting too claustrophobic, because here's the reality. My contract renewed when January turned to 2022, and I only have 2 appearances on my contract this year. So this will be one of them, and you won't see me again for another 10 months or so.
That contract is watertight and bulletproof. I've had it verified by our lawyers.
Don't threaten us with a good time, Sean. Please.
No, I will. I'm sorry, but no, it's good. It's very good to be here. I had such a good time on the last episode with the shithole of a movie that was Home Alone 3. I decided to return. I'm sorry, I called it a shithole. I was very entertained by the watch of that.
Is it a known shithole? Is it a known shithole?
It is a known shithole. It was a terrible movie, but I was thoroughly entertained by the commentary. The commentary on that, I actually went back and listened to it, and I think by far, I enjoyed the movie way more than I should have because of you fine gentlemen on the show tonight. So
we aim to please. And because he's here, like you said, you know, this might be one of the only times you see him with us this year. Sean, you have the pick tonight, so tell the good ladies and gentlemen what it is you have chosen for us to watch.
Well, for me, this is kind of a... I don't know if it's a hidden gem, a hidden shit gem. I don't know, but it's one I remember from my childhood, and no, not from 1920. It's from 1988. I was 15. It is Tom Cruise, and the funny thing about this movie, it came out the same year as Rain Man, so we will decide which one was the better movie, either Rain Man or this. I have a feeling we all know which one it'll be. But it is Tom Cruise in A Cocktail. That is what we were watching tonight.
Our second Tom Cruise film in 9 episodes. I think he might be becoming the official actor of this podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure yet. I'm not quite sure yet. I'm watching it on Amazon Prime over here in the UK, and I've got a little story to tell. I've told the gents already know this, but there is no closed captioning / subtitles on this, so I'm going to be watching this a bit blind and a bit turning the volume up. So if you hear some noise coming through, that'd be me. What are you guys watching it on?
I am watching it on Amazon Prime as well.
So American Amazon Prime seems to be working fine, but British Amazon Prime for some reason.
Then unfortunately, it's like the food. We have food that is named like regular food, and you have food that's not. So apparently, you don't have subtitles either.
Okay, okay. Gentlemen, have you two gentlemen managed to get subtitles on yours?
Absolutely.
Just me again.
Yeah, I'm watching it on Apple TV, and I have subtitles. Yes,
must be a British thing.
That's just me again. So yeah, if I go silent for a bit, it's not the internet this time. It'll just be me actually watching the film. And now, Logan, am I right in thinking you have never seen this film before, or even heard of it until we started talking about it?
Yeah, I've never even seen or heard of it before. Sean actually brought it up. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
You've never even heard of the movie? I didn't realize you never heard of the movie either, huh?
Nope, not at all.
Wow. Hey,
all right. That is what we like about this podcast. I haven't watched this since about 2005. I think Matt's in the same area as me.
Yeah, I was in high school the last time I've seen it, so it's probably been at least 10 years.
So, Sean, you'll be guiding us through, my friend.
Listen, not for me. This is one of those movies that every time it's on, I'm going to watch it because I'll stop and I'll just watch it because I can't not. So, because it's so ridiculously bad in so many ways that it's just very entertaining.
Oh, spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
Come on. Shh.
Speaking of watching it,
let's do that now. Sean, if we're all ready, count us in.
Yes, we are paused on 2 seconds for anyone that might be watching along. So I will count. I'll do the countdown now. 3, 2, 1, and play. And it is a Touchstone Pictures release.
Yes. Does it get much more 80s than a Touchstone movie picture?
Gentlemen, I look forward to ruining another Tom Cruise movie.
I always enjoy ruining great movies with this team we have here. We're always very good at doing that, but we're also very good at bringing the goods when it comes to these kind of movies.
Yes.
So
what was the
Go ahead, Logan.
What was the Touchstone logo supposed to be? It's just like a blue ball with like barf coming from it.
Jesus Christ! Start off with a hot question. I don't know, but that cocktail sign, that little bar cocktail sign, should set the theme of what this movie is going to be for you.
There's a lot of neon going on here. Must be the 80s.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Elizabeth Shue, 4 years removed from Karate Kid. You got Kelly Lynch from Roadhouse.
Lawrence Lickenballs is in this movie.
Lawrence Lickenballs, Brian. I forgot what his name was. The guy that was in FX. But anyway,
Boitano.
Brian Brown was the first guy who.
Yeah,
I think
Brian
also
Brian Brown. Yeah, from FX. Yep.
He's the pop feed.
So I think Tom Cruise here. I don't think it's the military. I think he gets out of the Peace Corps or something. And I guess he's on his way to. I want to say New York, I think, is where he's going to. They're catching up with the bus so he can take his bus back to New York. And Tom Cruise, this year, the movie, the same year, like I said earlier, Rain Man comes out the same year. I think it's later on this year. But this one, Tom Cruise has actually said, I was actually looking up some notes on Wikipedia. He said that this movie was not the highlight of his career.
Oh, weird. Oh, I don't know.
So, I personally think it's a great highlight, but he does not, apparently.
Look, it's no The Mummy.
It is not. That is a very bad movie. So, this movie won the Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Picture.
That's ridiculous.
But the film was a huge box office success, growing to more than $170 million on a budget of $20 million. So, made big money. Jesus. Big, big money.
Does it have what it was up against in the Golden Raspberries that year?
I can
look it up if need be.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm not that far ahead.
I was about to say,
I'll pull it up.
I've got it. I've got it if you want.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait a minute. In a second.
It's the ninth.
Yeah, I've got it. Cocktail won it, and then up against it, we have the might of Caddyshack 2.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
Hot to Trot.
Oh, that's really bad. Bob Clark Goldthwait. Yes.
Rambo 3.
Wait a minute.
How dare they? What?
That's ridiculous.
And thanks to Paul Rudd, the immortal Mac and Me.
Oh, come on. That should have won.
Oh, Mac and Me.
We definitely need to watch that at some point. Mac and Me.
How the hell is that not worst picture? Get the fuck out of here.
The year after is quite a strong lineup as well. You've got Star Trek V won it.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then you've got the Karate Kid 3 and the aforementioned Roadhouse.
Oh my God, that Roadhouse? That's a disgrace.
Roadhouse doesn't belong there. Yeah.
I will say the Karate Kid 3. We're doing a Cobra Kai pod right now, and it returns the great return of Terry Silver from Karate Kid 3, by the way. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, so Tom Cruise. Go ahead. Sorry, Logan.
Rocky 5 is in the 1991 as well, but that what movie is dog shit. So.
That's Rocky 5 sucks. That's your one.
They had co-winners that year, actually.
Tom Cruise is... Go ahead. I keep jumping in.
No, sorry. I was going to say... Matt, I hate to say this, but guess what's in 985?
Rocky IV?
Don't you dare.
Don't
even utter it.
It is.
Well, that might be there, but guess what won it?
What?
Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Oh my, what?
I'm starting to think the Raspberry Awards are a sham, you guys.
Rambo First Blood Part 2 is an amazing movie.
Well, you see, I'm just reading through the 9th annual, which was what Cocktail was won best, worst picture for. Jean-Claude Van Damme was up for worst new star for Bloodsport. So the Razzies should never be mentioned ever again.
Oh, my God. The Bloodsport was amazing. Wow.
Bloodsport is one of the finest pieces of American cinema.
So get this. Can I give you one more tidbit on that, Ben?
Go on.
One more tidbit on the Razzie. This movie was the first time in cinema history that an actor was in a movie that was Worst Picture Razzie winner and Best Picture Oscar winner for Rain Man. First time it's happened for an actor on both.
Oh God.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know when it was the first time for an actress. I know who that was.
Yeah, I do too. I think. It was Halle Berry, right?
I thought it was Sandra Bullock.
Was it Swordfish and Monster's Ball? Is that what you're thinking?
No, Monster's Ball and Catwoman, I think.
Oh, Jesus, yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what year The Blind Side came out, because I know that was what she won the Oscar for. And it was another, I can't remember what the other film was that she won.
I want to say that was like 08 or 09, something like that.
I love it. By the way, boys, I know we should be watching the film, but I'm looking now at the 1993.
Don't worry, Ben. I could sum up what's happened so far in like 30 seconds, so you're good.
Nothing. Is it nothing?
Yes.
Is it nothing apart from some old men talking in a bar?
Well, there's a reason why it's happening, so I will explain, but go ahead.
Okay. Because, I'm only going to mention the 1993, and then I'll stop, because it's a mixture of Matt and Sean's favorite pieces of cinema, I think.
Uh-oh. I swear to God, if you say Demolition Man, I am leaving this podcast.
So, 1993, I am going to say Cliffhanger and Last Action Hero.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, my. Well, Last Action Hero sucks, but Cliffhanger should
not. And because...
Well, agree to disagree.
Sean really likes some skin flicks, as we know, we've got Sliver, Body of Evidence, and A Decent Proposal.
Body of Evidence.
Proposal one.
Yeah, Body of Evidence is that's Madonna, right?
It's Madonna and Willem Dafoe.
And William Dafoe. Yes. The last thing you need to see is Madonna and William Dafoe.
Oh, yeah.
Great Value, Basic Instinct.
Yeah, it's good. Something. Yeah. It's a lot.
Anyway, I'm going to keep this list on just in case we get to like a slight point of the movie later. We might need to come back to it. But basically, although I have looked a little further ahead, year 2000, boys, Little Nicky made it onto the shortlist. Just saying.
Bad.
Hiss.
Movie.
Boo. Hiss.
So where are we now, Sean? Come on.
All right. So bottom line is Tom Cruise. He reads all these books in marketing, and he thinks just because he's read these books that he should be in this big-time job. So he goes to New York, where you saw him sitting in a bar with a bunch of old men. That's one of his relatives. That's like his uncle. His uncle owns a local bar in New York. So now he's going around and doing job interviews after coming out around to the Peace Corps trying to sell himself, and all these people are turning him down because he doesn't have a resume that's adequate. He doesn't have a degree. And basically, at this point, he's just getting shot down by all the marketing firms in New York. I'm looking for a job.
And he has.
So really, I think I told you 30 seconds. I could sum it up. So I think that's what we're at. Yeah.
Told us the last 10 minutes of this movie in 30 seconds. Nicely done.
I never said the movie didn't have slow points. I just said,
No.
There's points in this that are very funny.
A point.
Yeah.
Is that an old school Pizza Hut?
No, that's a TGI Fridays. If you looked at the sign, like, this is a TGI Friday. Yeah. So this is where he goes in and he meets Brian, who is the bartender at the at TGI Fridays back then. They didn't even, like, they didn't advertise that this was a TGI Fridays. You just happened to walk by and see it was on the door, which I think was a big miss on TGI Fridays' part. I don't even think TGI Fridays was a big deal back at this point in time. I still think it was, I think it was probably another 2 or 3 years away from kind of booming a little bit. Mm. So this is Brian. Go ahead.
I just know our Pizza Hut used to have those, like,
strike
the things about like strike things.
TGI Fridays has the same thing. So, yeah. But this is Brian. He is a very cocky bartender. His name is Brian Coughlin. He has all these whimsical sayings as a bartender. He's like almost like this bar. One of the very many ridiculous things about this movie, he is a poet laureate bartender.
He's a bar sage, of course.
Yes, he is a bar sage. He's like, if there were presidents of the bar of states, he would be the bar president.
Good Lord.
He can make any drink. Go ahead, Logan. I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying he looks very weathered and cynical to me. He seems like my kind of guy.
He is very, very cynical, very weathered, and that plays into his part of the movie quite a bit. So good call without any closed captioning. I think the body language, he sells it pretty well that he is that. Yeah. So great method acting.
I've seen it all. Yeah. His name is
That's
Doug.
Really
by the
what
way,
he
Sean.
Says.
You already got that one wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. I meant Brian. Doug. I was calling by his
Brian is his real name.
Doug's
character today, right?
Well, there's Sean pulling his typical shit. So they hire him as a bartender. And he has no idea what he's doing, and he's just getting his ass absolutely kicked on obviously a busy night.
The waitresses seem to be wearing
doesn't have a license.
The waitresses seem to be wearing my football team's jersey.
No, that is the TGI Fridays uniform, by the way, from the 80s.
Ah,
yes. So they actually filmed this inside a TGI Fridays in New York City.
Get the woman a Cuba Libre, please.
Now, look at him. Look at him, how he, like, freaking masturbates in the air as he pours his drinks. Like, he sits there and, like, he's thrusting his hips. And look at him. Look at that.
Some lady just ordered an orgasm, so.
I know every time I go to a bar, I look for the gyrating bartender moving their hips. I want a Friar Tuck, a ding-a-longing, and they're naming all these different drinks that none of us have a fucking clue
an
what they are either.
And a dirty
angel tit. Yes, yes.
I want a filthy ape tit and shake your ass while you're making it. Sean, how could you like this movie? There's a foot in it.
I forgot about this. Can we turn the movie off now? This is awful, bro. Good Lord. So Tom Cruise, his feet are soaky wet, and he just pulled off his sock and literally just squeezed
his sock. Oh, Lord.
Yikes.
You don't need that in your life, Sean.
Now this bartender's flirting with him. That foot scene is God. I can't recover. I'm out. Jesus Christ. Quit. Good Lord. What are we doing?
Frogman? He just called him Frogman.
So the waitresses share their tips with him. So they make a lot of money. Like, so this is where he realizes as a bartender, he could make a shitload of money as a bartender. Mm-hmm. And then he talks about, and then Doug talks about the waitresses giving him crabs when they fuck him.
The cleanest of places, the TGI Fridays.
So we have gyrating hip thrust bartenders that do fancy tricks with bottles and waitresses that give you crabs. That's what we've learned so far.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the 80s, kids.
Yep. And at the same time, he is going to college to get a marketing degree. That's his plan.
Ah.
It's worthless. Don't waste your time.
Logan, that will play out as the movie goes on. There's a great scene where, there's a great scene coming up with him and one of the professors that is very funny. All right, so now he's teaching them the techniques of bartending.
Boy, this is fucking rapid fire.
I'll tell you what.
A lot happens in a short amount of time.
Shit. The scene in the fucking classroom was 10 seconds.
Well, that's not the gist of the movie. This is where it's
the action. Even. Getting fucking whiplash over here.
Yeah, this is where the action happens. This is like quicker cuts than a Kevin Dunn on Monday Night Raw.
Wait, is this an action movie?
It actually is. If you consider,
where's Damian Priest?
If you
very desperate.
Now look how happy these women are. And here's what's beautiful: like they just cut to another scene, and all of a sudden he is this fantastic bartender. Look how quick he got good at this.
I tell you.
And all the waitresses.
He's showing the crab waitresses what to do.
Yeah, well, all the waitresses want to nail
the
him.
The crab waitresses.
Look at him. I prefer sticking his tongue out. Look at that.
The lobster waitresses.
Lobster.
He's still learning, but he's better now than he was on the first night.
He'd do a better job than I'd ever fucking do.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I'd be no good at this.
I will tell you, when I saw this at 15, it made me want to be a bartender.
Oh, I can see why, but right.
Yeah, look at look, there we go. There's a gyrating hip thrust.
Oh, that's why this movie made money. So women can see Tom Cruise shake his ass. I got it.
Yeah,
I will tell you that a blonde waitress is in the Smell Club.
Oh boy. All right, let's
all
mark her down.
In the Smell Club. Is that Chuck Norris in the background?
See, look at these. Look at these two women. These two women want to bang Tom Cruise because he's a good bartender. Not because he's good looking, because he can bartend.
Yeah, that's why.
That's exactly why. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to bartend. It's like, oh, you know what? I can be a bartender and bang women, and I'm ugly, so at least I'll get women. You know?
That's I could wear my tie in my shirt like that as well and try and look cool.
You know, and then I could pull off my socks and drain them at the end of the night in their bed.
Oh, God.
For God's. Well, I mean, that would drown the crabs, so that's not a bad idea.
All right, you're officially going down the rabbit hole of this.
You started it. This was on you. This isn't my fault.
How did I start it?
To be fair.
You saw where it started, Sean.
Doug made a comment about the crabs. I did not.
We've gone down a Razzie's rabbit hole. We might as well go down a crab's one. It's fine.
A rabbit hole.
So now Doug is trying to talk him out of college, saying your best schooling is right here. And so he's telling him the college is a waste of time. Like you said, Logan.
I just have a marketing degree, so I know how pointless it is.
I
studied for a marketing degree. Very relatable.
Wow, so yeah, both of you like, can kind of see this.
And I'm third.
Wow.
See, I think the difference is I didn't get a degree, but I studied.
Well, I learned something new. I had no idea any of you did, so that's something new for me to know.
It's quite useless.
I have a high school diploma. That's what I have.
Oh, I have one of those, too.
Yes.
I still remember what the four P's of marketing are, but that's about as far as it can go, to be fair. Product, price, right. Promotion in place before you ask.
So these guys, as part of this class, have to write their own obituary. So he's in the bar after work doing his college work, and he's talking about how he's gonna bet 18-year-old seventh wife Heidi, so he's doing his whole obituary on himself right now.
Okay.
And now he's falling asleep in class because he's up all night doing his paperwork after he does his work. Ben, you can hear your volume a little bit in the background, by the way.
Okay. Let me just turn that down a little.
That was creepy as fuck.
Oh, yeah, he's...
All right, I think this is the scene right here. This is one of the scenes. This professor is an absolute asshole.
Oh, weird. He doesn't look like one at all.
And by the way, little side note here. I'm going to show my age a little bit. Have any of you gentlemen seen The Jeffersons, the TV show?
Probably a couple episodes.
No. Yeah,
so that college professor is the Jeffersons' neighbor on the TV show. Just for okay. That.
Excuse me, they're singing Robert Palmer, please.
Yes, Addicted to Love, yes. And here's what you got. this girl is totally giving him the you know what eyes.
Mm-hmm. So the turn is face that you're addicted to love.
Now, Logan, you know, you were asking about Marty McFly earlier on, and we all just shook our head at you. This was one of the most famous music videos of the 80s.
Yeah. Let's groan, and you're not home. You're mine,
band,
but not your own.
Is that your own? You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt you're in heat.
She's gonna
be addicted to my peen.
Oh, God.
I think she is very shortly.
That must have been on the album.
He even said it. I'm giving serious FBIs over there, and then the boyfriend came from behind, and it was all over. So now he's late for school after working an all-nighter, so this is going to be a disaster.
Can I get one of those Molson Golden signs in the background?
This is great.
Good Lord.
Doug is just giving him shit. He's getting all pissed off. It's awesome. Doug is great. Doug is such a prick in this movie. You got to love him. All right. So now he was supposed to submit a business plan, and his professor is just reaming him out for the papers that were turned in.
Oh.
So he said, all of you will go bankrupt with these plans. And he brings up this first guy who raises his hands. He wants to be a cosmetics magnate. Selling
Holy
makeup
shnikes, pets. Look at the mullet on that guy.
And makeup for pets. And his personal favorite is she has spent the last 20 years burning her husband's dinner and now decides she wants to become the Donald Trump of the cookie business.
Oh, boy.
And then Tom Cruise is basically trying to make her feel better, and this professor doesn't even know what his name is. So that's what I was getting confused on. His name is Brian Flanagan. I was getting him and Doug confused. Sorry, Logan, earlier. Hmm. All right.
I just didn't want anybody else to call you out on it.
It should be you.
Is he wearing a prosthetic nose, this professor?
No, that's his real nose.
Oh, my God.
So basically, he's giving Brian shit about him wanting to be a bartender and franchise all these different bars to all the malls in America. And now he calls out the professor. Well, you know, at least you couldn't hack it in the real world and stay and be it in here. So, yeah, now they're going at it.
See? Oh.
Yeah.
Tom's always been a rebel, hasn't he?
Yes.
Is that fella's nose what Shock G from Digital Underground based his nose off of?
It probably could be. So he just got an F and flunked out of school now. So now he's fucked.
God, there is so much happening. Holy shit.
Doug appears to be having a night off.
So this is where Tom Cruise decides that he's going to quit the school and just go full on with bartending.
They are shoving like 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag here in this movie. It's good Lord. It's rapid fire.
I was going to say, we're like 22 minutes in. He's already quit school. He's going full time. It's like, what?
Got out of the Peace Corps. Learned how to be a great bartender.
He just met this bartender 5 minutes ago.
This is great.
Good Lord.
Can we just take a mention to Doug's magnificent sideburns he's got going on? I feel like we just need to, in this fast-paced movie, we just need to take a second just to observe them.
He is Australian, by the way, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, I got that. I can hear that. I can hear that.
Foster's Australian for beer.
They drink.
I use my sideburns to rake in the poon. Many a snatch I've caught with his ass.
There's got to be a rake in the poon write up somehow or fashion. That was an amazing line.
You know that's going in. Now the boys are going home after a drunken night.
Use these sideburns to get down under.
And here's the other great job about being a bartender. After work, you can get drunk and then walk down the street and just sing songs and be fucking morons.
I mean, you can do that without
this, but... I was going to say, no wonder you wanted a job like this, Sean.
Oh, wow.
Ba-dum-cha.
Wow. That was very mean. Very mean.
That was kind of mean.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah, that was quick for me. Come on.
It was quick for you.
I'll let it ride.
Broken clocks, right twice a day and all that.
So this film...
He fell down the stairs.
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
That's going to leave a mark.
Oh, I just broke my elbow. Also, leave my bloody head open.
Crikey. Knocked me right on my arm. I did how he did.
So this movie is based on a semi-autobiographical novel published in 1984 by Harold Haywood Gould. He was a bartender in New York from 1969 to 1981. So this movie's based on a true story, believe it or not.
For the love of God, clean that oven. Holy
nice apartment.
Shit.
I was going to say.
Roach Motel.
So this is where he decides, oh, you know, Cocktails and Dreams. That's not a bad name for our own place. So when they open their bar, they want to call it Cocktails and Dreams.
I can think of a, I'm trying to think, can I think of a better name than that?
Well, I'm sure you could, but it's not bad. I mean, for a New York pub, that's not a bad name.
So I got
some There we go, we've got it. We don't even need to go any further.
Logan,
it's a strip club slash bar.
That's why Logan's got the marketing degree.
Chin beard and hot rear.
Look at that. He just drew the sign right there on the paper.
That happens to sign sell beer.
And even Tom Cruise says that's a little corny, but I can live with it.
Would appear they're going for corny.
That's good to say.
Let's talk about Tom Cruise's hair. What do you think about that hair?
It's something.
Some very 80s hair going on.
That is, yeah, very quaffy 80s hair, yes. And by the way,
Tom Cruise... He's got the Vince McMahon announcer hair going.
Tom Cruise hasn't been around this long at this point. I think... when did The Outsiders come out? 82 or 83? Because I think that was his first starring role at this point.
Yeah, something like that.
So he's only Yeah, go ahead.
I'm expecting Tom Cruise to bust out a auto maneuver at some point.
Back body drop.
Here's where the movie gets absolutely ridiculous.
So, oh, here's where it gets ridiculous.
No, it gets even more ridiculous here. So here they are doing their little snazzy bartender moves.
Shake it to the left. You shake it to the right.
Yes. Hippie shake. So again, you've heard Robert Palmer.
Song.
Yeah, there's some great song. The Fabulous Thunderbirds have a great, great song in this called Sure Enough. It's really good. So they're doing a hippie
tough
hippie
enough
shake.
To sure enough, boy.
Yes.
Visionaries.
Yes.
Is that George Costanza from Seinfeld there on the front?
Out of my mouth.
No, it looks like him, but you're about to meet the fabulous Gina Gershon.
Oh,
okay.
So look at this guy. He's like, "Why are you guys? I am a hot agent. I want you guys working for me." So apparently, these guys go around to these bars seeking out these wonderful, entertaining bartenders. What a dumb shit take that is, right? That's just ridiculous.
Why am I here? Have you seen my sideburns?
Ooh, look at that. Holy shit, look at that hair.
Whoa, wow. Lita Ford.
Hello.
Whoa.
Yes. So now they're at the bar at the cell block.
Cell block.
So they have now switched jobs already, guys. So we continue to move at a time.
Good Lord.
What?
Where did that come from?
They are already working at a new bar. That guy went out and recruited them, and they've already left from TGI Fridays has been left behind. That's why
they're working at like some punk club. Great.
Yes. Now you have this lawyer poet that's going to read a poem in the middle of this bar. Because I know I've seen that before.
Oh, God.
Now, those people behind the lawyer, how much hairspray do you think has been used there, by the way?
They single-handedly created a new hole in the ozone layer right above the cell block. If I ever saw someone reciting poetry in the middle of a bar, they would be thrown down or punched in the face. This is not a thing you do in the middle of a bar.
I wonder
it's a very interesting choice of uniform too.
So are you guys getting a feel for how absolutely ridiculous this movie is at this point?
The fact we're not even half an hour in, Sean, and he's already left two jobs, left the bar, gone to another
left
bar.
Left college.
Left the military.
Left college too. He doesn't seem to stay anywhere for very long, bless him.
Absolutely amazing.
In another 45 minutes, he's going to solve world hunger and create a balloon made out of paper.
I love the fact the uniform as well, like prison bars.
Mm-hmm. And I like Tom Cruise is now doing a poem on standing on top of the bar.
Mm.
Good.
Oh, he said sex on the beach. He said sex on the beach, guys.
The schnapps made from peach, the velvet hammer, the Alabama slammer. And by the way, that photography you just saw, that is the fabulous Gina Gershon. Matt, do you know who Gina Gershon is?
I absolutely know who Gina Gershon is.
Oh, man. I used to freaking...
Should I know who she is? Because name doesn't ring a bell.
She stars in a lot of skin flicks. Like, she's very... Not porn films, but films that... Like Showgirls.
Showgirls, I was going to say. That was the one.
I was going to say, we've mentioned... That's the second mention of skin flicks already tonight.
Yeah, she's in... She is the second main character in Showgirls next to Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm trying to think what else she's been in. Oh, she was on Eastbound on Down, if you ever watched that. She was the...
Yes, I have, actually. I recognize her now.
She was on Eastbound and Down. She was a social snob that Kenny Powers' brother was building shit for.
By the way, gents, I'm already saying we're doing Showgirls at some point.
Oh, that's please. We absolutely have to.
That's right. She was in Face Off.
Yes. She was a Face Off as well. Yes. Yes.
I knew there was another movie I remember her from.
She was in Red Heat with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at some of these other movies. Demon Lover. Wow.
That's just a porno. That's just a porno.
She's a demon lover.
And she is currently on the CW teen drama series Riverdale.
Oh, God.
I've never seen a day in my life. That seems more like a Logan type show.
What is she like... Archie's mom or something?
I don't know. She's probably like Archie's probably having an affair with her or something. She's so freaking hot though, man.
Riverdale, is that the one that did star Luke Perry?
It's about it's about Archie, the Archie comics, but
Luke Perry was his dad. Yeah.
Perry, yeah.
My wife watched the first like two or three seasons, but we dipped out pretty quick.
I've never watched it.
So spoiler alert, Gina Gershon is a famous photographer.
I was gonna say, how long until Tom Cruise bangs her?
Let's do the countdown now.
The way this movie goes, about 30 seconds.
Hang on. Here we go. Let me think. Let me see. I'm gonna do 15, 14, 13. Ah, I was too far.
Jesus God.
The lack of tits in this movie is very upsetting.
God. Still a better sex scene than Top Gun, though.
So are we keeping track of everything that's happened in now the last 30-some minutes? Like, because a lot's happened.
Yes.
There's a lot. I can't keep track.
So the rule of thumb is, if you're a really entertaining bartender, that you can do poetry and shake your hips and flip your bottles in the air, you get to bang Gina Gershon.
That's just science.
There's some boob. Just got some side boob there, Logan. You got some side.
Hello.
Logan wants to bang.
She likes the old kissy sex. Okay.
Yeah, this is quite the sex fest right here.
Good lord.
I was going to say, my wife just texted me because she heard me say that.
Say what? There's a lack of tits?
Lack of tits, yeah.
What'd she say? And what did she say to that comment, Logan?
she said, lack of tits, huh?
I mean,
Logan, when all else fails, blame Sean. That's what you do.
Good evening, Mrs. Crosland and Charlie, if you're listening in the future. Good evening.
So, Matt, I assume you find Gina Gershon as hot as I do.
100%. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Oh, yeah. She's pretty big.
She's definite train material. Yeah.
Oh, and look, now he's dating her. Look at that.
And they're watching boxing. Mm-hmm. My goodness. I'm trying to figure out who that is. I can't tell.
Well, it's 1988, so it could have been a Tyson fight. Could have been.
Yeah, maybe.
That shot there was a bit too full frontal of Doug's package there.
Oh, watch this. Watch this. This is Brian doing his little pitch for the cost of cocktails and dreams. And he's found the right location. So, yeah, he's doing his whole pitch.
Is this like Field of Dreams? You know, build it and they will come?
He's like, you only need $75,000. And he's like, we should do it in Jamaica.
Oh, geez. So at this rate, they'll be in Jamaica in, what, a minute and a half?
No comment.
Get that clock.
Oh, that's a yes.
No comment.
That's a yes.
And there she is saying, oh, I've been a bartender that makes $300 to $400 a day.
I love it. It's not a real woman. Take it easy, Doug. It's a poster.
Doug's like, oh, jet-setting bartenders, huh? There's no taxes. You can do cash. You can do two, maybe three seasons, and you're in business. And then, but he wants to wait 3 years. Doug isn't having that bullshit.
I love these guys as well, trying to make smoking sexy.
Oh, and then Gina Gershon's interjecting herself and saying, we'll have a great time, meaning she's going to go. Here's where it gets really interesting, Ben. So they're playing basketball, and here they're going to make a bet about Gina Gershon.
Okay.
Well, you know, why were they saying Carl, like, got
her
the
name's Coral. Her name's Coral. That's her name.
I know, but they said Carl, and then say Coral.
Coral.
gentlemen, can we just take a second there just to be impressed that Sean knew what the sport was?
Oh, yeah, I know basketball.
I feel that was a big moment that, you know, we need to, you know, give it the proper...
Oh, they're playing shooty ball.
I used to play horse all the time when I was a kid. I know basketball. All right, so basically they're making this bet, and he's basically saying, Doug is saying, she won't be around. She's saving herself. You think she's been saving herself for you all these years? And Brian's all believing she's totally into him, of course. So you figure out how that's going to work out. So,
does she have crabs? Is that what this is? Is that where this is going? Waitresses.
No, that's not where it's going. But he's basically going to make a bet with him about being in a one-nighter versus a meaningful relationship.
I mean, she already watched boxing with him. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is getting offended because it's a real relationship. So we'll see how this plays out.
Is it a proper relationship or is it friends with benefits? In this film, 5 minutes is a relationship. So who knows?
So is this a known relationship? Is this a known relationship?
So Ben, they just made a bet that she'll be banging some other guy by the end of the week. That was the bet.
Okay. I will go then. She will be banging some other guy in approximately 6 minutes.
Wait. I want you to watch this. Watch what she says to him. God, she's hot.
Okay.
All right. She says, hi, how are you? And watch what she does right here.
No.
Ah! Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love it.
I was attracted to the sideburns. I get them every time.
What a slut.
What a dick.
Now, is she in on the bet with Doug here at this point, or is she absolute?
She says, I take it back. You're not going to be famous. Too bad you couldn't keep your mouth shut about our sex life. It only gets better from here. So she just freaking gave him shit, and that's it. She's gone. That's it.
Oh.
Now watch this.
We just met her 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know.
What, did they have a time cut on this movie? Oh, can't be over an hour and a half or else we got to pay more.
Well, what's even funny is he said, you knew how I felt about her. So he's totally in love with this freaking bar slut. Look at him. He's furious.
Bam!
Look, this film, in answer to Matt's question, this film's an hour and 43 minutes. And it's a decent length.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff that happens. You haven't even tipped the iceberg yet.
You punched me in my sideburns, Zeus.
No shit, Sean. Yeah. Oh, he's got a bit of blood on Dan, though, there.
The way this movie's been going, it's gonna end with them, and it's gonna end with them being in some like Mad Max post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yeah.
So by the way, he just quit another job. So he just left. He quit.
So. Boy, what a prick.
Mm-hmm. So to now, continue the, you asked how long the wife to Jamaica, right? So wait, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are now in Jamaica.
Jesus God.
And by the way, to the song Kokomo playing in the background.
Oh yes,
Matt, you're not going to sing Kokomo.
No.
That's where I have my limits. Wanna go
way down in Kokomo.
My name is Tom Cruise, and I'm gonna dive into your hole.
Have any of us ever been to Jamaica or the Caribbean?
Hey, it's Uncle Frank.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It is Uncle Frank. Correct. Yes. Yes, I've been to Jamaica and the Caribbean. Probably about 10 or 15 times, yes.
Is he going to call Tom Cruise a little? Is he going to call Tom Cruise a little jerk?
All right, so now you see Tom Cruise is working at a bar in Jamaica. He owns this little hut, so he's actually running this bar on this island. Could you imagine? It's crazy.
Now, how did he get the hut?
Oh, and there's Allie from Karate Kid.
There she is.
So her friend has passed out on the beach and needs help, so Tom Cruise is running to the...
Trust me, I'm a bartender. I know how to fix this.
Tom Cruise thinks he's in Baywatch now.
So her friend drank a lot of champagne in the sun and passed out.
I'm a bartender. I'm trained in CPR.
And by the way,
can I be the British guy for a second? Yes. Uncle Frank, who's that? That means nothing to me.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, from Home Alone.
Oh! Yeah. Of course it was.
Yes.
I bet it was like US show. I didn't know. Sorry.
Yeah. Home Alone. And by the way, this is 4 years removed from Karate Kid. So it's only 4 years since the Karate Kid's passed at this point. So Brian's already flirting with her. So it's pretty safe bet he's going to end up nailing her at some point.
And this movie was made by someone who was on mounds of cocaine. It's the only reason why.
By the way, this movie is where I realized that Elizabeth Shue has COVID eye.
Oh my God.
Oh, great.
She's much more attractive in this than she is in Back to the Future.
Though. Oh, 100%. But you know what?
She's a dumpster fire in that.
I think she's still hot in this. I think she's got a really nice, like, what do I want to call it? I think she's got a good build on her. She's not super skinny. She's not super thin.
She's
I think she's pretty
good
hot.
Build on her.
Good build like, on her.
Yeah, like Karate Kid, I thought she was a little bit pudgy, actually. But that good. Could also
He's
be
a teenager.
Daniel LaRusso. Well, it was also because Daniel LaRusso weighed like 50 pounds and was a piece of shit. So
look, she's no Leah Thompson.
But she does have COVID eye. You see it, don't you? Look at
no,
her eyes.
No, because I'm not an insane person.
How am I insane? She has COVID eye.
Can I just say as well, having just
COVID
watched...
eye, damn it.
Can I just say as well, having just finished The Boys off, she looks hot. She looks hotter now than she does
That's
here.
What she said.
Yes. Where?
Jesus God. Logan.
The Boys? The Boys?
On The Boys.
Yeah, The Boys, she does. She is pretty hot as a... Yeah, on The
I'm
Boys,
glad
she's
you
pretty
that,
good.
Matt,
I got you. I got you.
Wait. Yeah, I need to go back.
I got you, Logan.
We're not going back to it.
Come on, man. That's not right.
When I said she looks hot on The Boys, Logan might have said that's what she said.
Oh
no! You said when you finished off The Boys.
Hey, look! Hey, look who else is here? Did you just see the guy, other guy at the end of the bar?
Was it Tony Shalhoub?
Jim Wolf?
No, yeah, it was freaking Brandon's father from 90210.
Oh, I missed.
He was on there a minute ago.
Yeah.
Did
you say that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I screamed it, actually.
Too busy staring at Elizabeth Shue's COVID eye.
All right, so now look who showed up here in Jamaica at the bar. Yeah. So this should be it. There he is, James Eckhouse, right there.
Oh, yeah.
There
he is. Yeah. What do you think of the sideburns?
You know, 90210. That just goes right over my head. So I'll take your word for it.
I understand. That's why. That's why. That's why I said it. So Collins Law. So Collins just like he just shows. It's like just shows up out of nowhere in Jamaica.
Yeah, here's a bowl of my nuts.
He said. He says, "Tell me how good your friends looks." And he goes, "He looks like he got. He shaves with a Brillo pad, and he gets an erection on his birthday if the wind is right."
Relatable.
So apparently he's over him banging his girlfriend at this point.
Sorry, I heard that line then. Stop molesting the customers.
Yes. Yes. That's what he said. Elizabeth Shue is very unimpressed by Doug, by the way.
Well, she has COVID. She can't be impressed by anything.
You know what? You know why you're upset with that, Matt? Because she does have it. That's why.
I don't even know what I'm looking for when you say that.
You're looking for that Shawn Michaels like eye that goes in two different directions.
Oh, for God's sake, she doesn't have that.
Yes, she does.
Where?
Oh, my God. You must be blind. Logan, please tell me you see it.
Yeah, please right. I'm the asshole in this situation.
I haven't seen it yet.
You're the bad guy.
Yeah, I'm
it always comes down to it. Yes, it's always my fault. I guess I'll just
go fuck myself then.
Now, I'm going to make a bold prediction. I'm going to make a bold prediction here, boys. I'm going to guess that 90210 guy is going to play quite a big part coming up because they keep sort of showing in the background.
You would be wrong.
He's just an extra. Okay.
Yeah, he's just an extra. Him yes.
Well, you know, I've got to be wrong every now and again.
Sean, you point out to me when you think she has COVID eye.
You can just look at her in any scene and you see it.
Oh, for God's sake.
And by the way, Pocahontas over there on the beach. That
you know,
is,
maybe it's your eyes that are crooked.
No. All right, shut up for a minute. That girl on the beach. Say, that girl on the beach is the main girl of Roadhouse, by the way. So.
She had some serious Tony Storm-esque packaging going on there.
So that's Kelly Lynch. She is Patrick Swayze's girlfriend.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Here she is.
Yep. And here is she is married to Doug. So Doug, and she's this rich, little rich girl that he married. So he is rich now because he married her.
Now, what does she have? Does she have like COVID teeth or something and you can't take it?
No, I don't think she's very attractive at all, actually. She's got a little bit of a butter face. She's got a butter face.
Butterface, good lord.
Yeah, a little bit of a butterface.
There's one for the Urban Dictionary kids.
She's actually too skinny for me. So.
Yeah, Sean likes his girls with a little bit of meat on them.
I do, 100%. I do. Yes.
And perfect eyes, apparently.
Right. No, I can't believe you guys don't see it. I am shocked.
Again, I already said it. I guess I'm the asshole.
I'm with you, Matt. I can't see it.
Maybe it's me, man.
Oh, weird.
I guess you don't see HBK's COVID eye either, right?
No, that one I can say for sure.
Hey, Matt, you know who Marty Feldman is, right?
Yeah.
Did he have COVID eye? Go watch Young Frankenstein and tell me if he had COVID eye.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Tom and Elizabeth have been left to do some.
That was a shoot COVID eye in that.
That's his real eye. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
I thought that was just for the movie.
No, that's his legit. That was.
Oh
his
God, that poor thing. Yes. Holy shit.
All right. So Tom Cruise. So Tom Cruise now has a new girlfriend and it's Elizabeth Shue. I like Elizabeth Shue. She's cute. I mean, I know I make fun of the COVID eye, but I think she's very, very pretty.
Yes.
Here we go.
And now, Tom Cruise going back to his sort of Kelly McGillis sex scene acting.
All right. So here's the Sophie's choice: Gina Gershon or Elizabeth Shue. Which one do you pick? Actually, no. F Mary Kill. Gina Gershon, Elizabeth Shue, or Kelly Lynch.
Kill Kelly Lynch. Marry Elizabeth Shue.
Yes.
Sean,
yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, that was a very easy choice.
Matt's got the right order.
I thought that was kind of a very easy choice, for sure.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Did you see the sex scene with Gina Gershon?
I sure did.
Sean's going to rewind it back.
That's not even the best of her scenes, so I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming soon to Popcorn Chicken Cell.
So basically, she's calling him out on, you know, doing her wrong, blah, 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 but he said he won't. So now they're going to make out, and they're going to have sex.
Even though she has COVID eye? Wow. Oof, noble.
I heard that might be contagious.
Well, I figured during the sex, she'll keep her eyes closed, so it should be okay. There it is again. You just don't see it. So he asked her if her parents own half of Manhattan, and she says no. So you're going to learn some great things about Elizabeth Shue here in a little bit.
Are you sure that wasn't just the camera angle that caused the COVID eye?
I definitely want to learn a couple of things, but I don't think I'm going to get that.
Oh, now we're getting horse riding on the beach, because that's the thing.
Good Lord.
Oh, boy.
So I blamed the tit comment on you, Sean, and my wife came back with me with, nah, take responsibility, titty boy.
See, your wife's on to your shit, man. I love it.
I don't like
my wife does the same thing to me after I do podcasts. And she's like, well, it was their fault, not mine. She calls me out on my bullshit all the time. So,
but I think y'all might appreciate that.
All right, so this is that music montage where you see the great lovers having fun.
Oh, my God. Rock bottom. God,
just gave him a fucking rock bottom.
Nah, give it its real name, the man bottom.
The man bottom.
Oh, look, she's an artist, too. Who knew?
That looks nothing like him.
What a schnoz on Tom Cruise, by the way. Look at that schnoz.
It's amazing she can draw with that COVID eye.
It is. It really is.
Well, she can't draw very well, so obviously it's a...
What are we giving the painting? 5 out of 10?
Yeah. Somewhere so, in that range. Ben, she's telling him right now she lives in New York, and she's a waitress at Jerry's Deli in New York. That's what she said to him.
Ah.
So she's from New York. Working,
so mm-hmm. She was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when she met him. Got it right. So human leaks on
no,
as
yeah,
well.
So, it's a deli. She works in a New York deli. So okay. She still works there. So, all right.
She just Cobra Kai'd him.
She really did. Mm-hmm.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep something.
I feel I need to mention as well the fact we haven't really spoke about it yet in this film. The great collection of shirts Tom Cruise is wearing throughout this.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he has some amazing wardrobe in this movie.
Is that one of the Ramones in the background?
It might be.
So, Sean, are you telling me that he didn't win an Oscar for this? He won it for Rain Man?
The movie won a Raspberry Award for Worst Film.
Ah,
weird.
He didn't get nominated for this. Okay.
No.
Should have won a Cokie Award for Most Drugged Out Movie, because it doesn't fucking stop.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a headache trying to keep up with it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm expecting them to break up within like 5 seconds.
No, not quite.
10 seconds.
Ah.
But why is he looking? Why is he looking at this brolly like the umbrella like the girl?
Because
with
he's telling the story.
Carrier bag in American Beauty.
Because he's telling the story about somebody invented these umbrellas and became a millionaire. So he's got these big dreams of being an entrepreneur, and he's telling the story of the umbrella that someday he'll.
That's he wants her to stand under that umbrella, Ella.
Yes.
Ella.
Yes. Ella. Ella.
A.
Thank you.
Under his umbrella. Ella. That's a song from like 2007, Sean. You always have a clue.
So by the way, on Rotten Tomatoes, 7% of 44 film critics gave this movie a fair positive review.
Jesus.
Its rating average is 3.94 out of 10.
My God.
And now Tom Cruise is banging her in the water.
I can see.
Oh yeah. That leg is quite straddled.
No, he just swept the leg.
Quite straddled.
Oh, look at here we go.
Quite straddled. Oh yeah. Oh.
The strap is down.
Why does she go back in the water? Damn it, come out.
She's going to hit the Jerry Lawler forearm.
Jerry Lawler?
Yeah, she just pulls the strap down.
Angle. I was going to say Kurt Angle.
Ankle lock incoming.
You're about to lock in the ankle lock.
There's COVID eye. It was right there. I'm just telling you. It's right there. And now the bathing suit is, oh, hello.
There's been a side boob there.
Come on, Logan. Say it so the wife can hear it.
Do you like this side boob? Well, you shouldn't. My side boob.
My side boob.
Now it's an official episode of Popcorn Chicken Salad.
All right. So Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times, a famous Siskel and Ebert, says, the more you think about what really happens in Cocktail, the more you realize how empty and fabricated it really is. No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, weird. Weird.
So now we've...
That was completely unsanitary, what she just did, by the way.
It sure was.
Yes.
Just pull it to the side.
They sure have a lot of sex. They have a lot of sex, don't they? Wow.
Yeah.
Sex. Gee, what happens when you have a lot of sex, guys?
Oh, no.
Oh. We'll see.
Sex on the beach is very unsanitary, though.
It's sand everywhere. It's a whole
thing. And the Jamaican water probably can't be good. That has to be a cesspool for bacteria.
Put it right in the smell club.
The Jamaican water or her?
We're not thinking of the Jamaican smell club.
No, we're not. Of course not. Here was the quote that Cruise made on this film in 1992. It was not a crowning jewel in my career. That's the exact words.
Oh, weird. Weird that however, he would feel that way.
However, the official soundtrack single, The Beach Boys' Kokomo, was commercially successful and topped the charts. The song was also nominated for a Grammy and a Golden Globe.
Good Lord.
A lot of awards for this movie in many aspects.
Runs the gamut.
To go back to the Razzies for a minute.
Yes.
Worst new star for this year, this one worst movie, is Ronald McDonald for Mac and Me. And yes, that Ronald, the clown for McDonald's, worst new star.
Right. His role wasn't very inspired, I must say.
I need to make a list of this. So far for future episodes, we've got Mac and Me, Showgirls.
All right. Would you like to know what Kelly Lynch said about this film?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus.
It was actually, so this is hilarious because she tries to sound like she was really this great actress in a role. She goes, it was actually really a complicated story about the 80s and power and money. And it was really re-edited when they completely lost my character's backstory with her low self-esteem, who her father was, why she was this person that she was. But it was obviously a really successful movie. It's not as good as it could have been. She claimed that Disney reshot about a third of the film and turn it into flipping the bottles and this is that and this and that. But we had a really great time. That's her quote.
You know, that's really the biggest tragedy of this movie was that it was going to be just like fucking Wall Street. And instead they came out with Cocktail.
The biggest tragedy is it was Kelly Lynch's breakout movie role for her to be absolutely famous. And they screwed it all up for her and she ended up with Roadhouse.
That woman in the background, that girl in the background looks like a cross between Kaylee Cuoco and Ellen DeGeneres.
By the way, Kelly Cuoco.
Jesus.
Kelly
the one to the left of the...
Yeah, the guy with the striped shirt right behind.
Look at this. Look at this one.
Hello.
So, yeah. So, I promised Logan there would be no mention of Kelly McGillis in this pod, and you just...
To be fair, Sean, I said her name twice already, so...
I think I tune out Kelly McGillis after the whole Top Gun debacle. I put it out of my head.
Stop, Bruce, so. Turn me gay.
Which Kelly McGillis? Right. Is
the five faces of Kelly McGillis.
Version 10.
I see.
All right, so now they're going to make another bet here, and this is not going to work out well for Brian.
Oh, weird.
So the bet is like,
Candy?
Basically,
is
the
that
bet
John
is...
Candy's less talented brother next to him? Chip Candy.
It's Brian Candy.
Yeah, it's Philip Cookie. It's his cousin.
Right. So he just made a bet with Brian that he couldn't get in this girl's pants, by the way. So of course, Brian, being an idiot, is gonna take him up on his bet and try to get her in the sack.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. God forbid. I mean, like, who does that to Elizabeth Shue? And Elizabeth Shue is 20 times hotter than this freaking Yenta.
I was going to say, out of the two options.
Oh, so Ben, She just made a comment. Yeah. She goes, "Excuse me, do I have fuck me written on my forehead?" She just said that to him. So she called him out on his bullshit. And there we go.
Quite right.
She looks like Madame Tussauds' version of Glenn Close.
And look, all the guys are giving him hell for striking out. And he says it wouldn't be any fun if they fell down with their legs up in the air.
I was going to say, I bet he hasn't struck out. You know, girls like this treat a mean thing.
She hasn't. She just called him back. And now here's where shit's really going to go south. Watch this.
Oh, no. She's not going to find him.
Poor Elizabeth. Oh, dear.
Oh, yep. No. Not Elizabeth.
There's the COVID eye right there. Come on, guys.
Where?
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Thank you.
All
right. The right eye went slightly to the right. It really did, I promise.
Yes, oh, well, yes. Excuse me. I must not have my COVID eye detecting fucking up.
I feel vindicated. Thank you,
Pardon
Logan.
Fucking
John.
What is the size of that bag?
You fucking family members, you always stick together
Family's got to sit together. So now her heart's broken now, obviously. So,
of course.
How dare you do that to
Logan? Told her she had COVID eye.
Where's Daniel's son to protect her from this asshole?
I was gonna say, can we have some Celine Dion playing for this bit, please?
No, that's
Matt,
okay.
Can you put that in the edit?
No, it's a song playing in the background called "Shelter of Your Love." It's a very, very
in
song.
The shelter of your
you at a bar.
you know what this movie needs? It needs some karate.
it needs a blood sport like tournament is what it really needs.
I want to see Daniel show up and beat the shit out of him with some karate. Miyagi-Do.
You know what this film really needs? It needs to go a bit faster, I think, because the plot line is just
it has slowed down a little bit, I must say.
Well, Ben, you don't appreciate the not rapid 5-minute intervals of every scene and everything.
they've been in Jamaica for at least 20 minutes. It's far too long.
Matt, it's way too long.
Matt is right. We have spent at least like 20 minutes in this location now.
it's way too long. It's like the WrestleMania 12 Iron Man match. It's way too long.
Yeah, not enough arm bars though.
Yeah, we need to move to the Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes. So now he comes in and says, "Where did she go?" And her friend calls her out on what did you do to her. So now he realizes that he got caught. So, yeah.
Oh.
So now he's depressed because he fucked up.
That fan's not even pointed at him. That's not doing anything.
Little low cut shorts there on the Tom Cruise trying to give him a little thigh action there.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, why does he have a cut so cocked to the sky?
Yeah, what's the point of that?
Fine that it's oscillating, but damn.
Dummy, no wonder why you can't open a bar. You don't even know how to use a fucking fan.
Oh, look who showed up.
Glenn Close.
You know Glenn Close is back.
great value, Glenn Close.
The greatest value.
Lisa Barnes.
Oh, I've been thinking about you all day. So basically, where's those
Dalmatians? Bring me the puppies.
You know what she said to her? He goes, "Well, plane ride." She goes, "I've been thinking about you all day." And he goes, "A plane ride home will cure that for you." So he basically told her to get lost.
Now, obviously, we're all gentlemen on this podcast, but I mean, Tom Cruise is a good-looking lad, isn't he? But, like, what do all the girls see in him? Because he's really a short horse, and, like, women don't like that, like, from my experience.
Ben, he really is a good-looking guy. I mean, what are you going to do?
He is a good-looking guy. He is a very good-looking man.
Oh, hello. Watch this bikini. Hello.
Jordan Grace. Oh, yeah. Jordan Grace has just appeared to have come on screen.
Jordan Grace. I think she's about 100 pounds too light for that, man.
Oh,
that wasn't a shit take. That was me defending my Jordan. So,
Fat shaming. I'm just kidding.
I wasn't fat shaming her at all. Trust me.
Sean Kidd are his own and do not necessarily.
I do not fat shame one
popcorn
Jordan
chicken salad.
I treat her with Jordan. Respect.
Jordan has plenty of junk in that trunk and is fabulous and great for it as well.
Amen. You got it. That's right. It's not my fault her husband's shorter than Tom Cruise.
So now they want to go back to New York. Is that what I'm gathering here?
basically, Bonnie's going to hook her up with the business, and he's going to stick with her because he thinks he can break through and become this guy he wants to be. So he's going to stick with her.
I see.
And of course, Brian's calling him, or Doug's calling him out on his bullshit about his conscience killing him because he screwed over Elizabeth Shue. And he makes a bet saying, you'll be working for me by a $500 bottle of brandy that you'll be working for me by New Year's Day. So that's their latest bet.
How much is that with inflation?
I don't know, but why do all these people come from New York? Are New York people the only ones that do anything and make bets and go to Jamaica?
Matt, they're all in New York still.
Where the money is.
Matt, I wish our commander location has changed.
Oh, well, there you go.
We are back. Jeez. Now we are back in New York. Oh, yeah, the great 80s aerobics TV.
Good work.
Now, I will say, sticking with the wrestling diva thing, okay, she's definitely not Jordynne Grace, but I would say great value, Michelle McCool.
Kelly Lynch, yeah, that's probably fair. Yeah. I think she looks very, that's fair, absolutely. So he's living in this big penthouse with her because she works for this big business and she's filthy rich.
Yes.
She's so. Glenn Close. She sells Dalmatians. I mean,
Are we still with Glenn Close? All right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And we boil rabbits too.
She did rough at him a minute ago, so it's not far off. She kind of barked at him like she was sexualizing him.
And then she remember that time she threatened to kill Michael Douglas? Ooh.
She's also a vice president under Harrison Ford in Air Force One. Has anyone done Air Force One on a pod yet?
That's a great film.
I don't know if that's
popcorn worthy though.
No, yeah, I think someone needs to do it on piece of the. That's a piece of the action worthy though.
Well, Sean, when you return in October.
I already picked mine. I'm doing Roadhouse. That's my next one. Because now we can do a spinoff of this movie and go right into Roadhouse when we do it, Matt.
Oh, there you go. We'll just have to have everybody remember 10 months from now.
Yeah, yeah. You're serious about that 10 months.
Shh, that's well part then. Of the pitch, Sean.
Oh, my bad. Yes, in 10 months. Oh, so K-fabe. She does work in the deli. So he goes to the... K-fabe.
There she is.
Yeah, so she does work in this deli, for sure. So
is that Monica Lewinsky in
is
one of those books?
Carnegie Deli?
I don't know. By the way, this is like Tom Cruise's fourth different hairdo, by the way.
Did he get shorter?
Ah.
No, he changed his hair.
Oh. Well,
that's where Spider-Man got the inspiration for that final scene. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So now they're going to art gallery opening together. So that's what they're doing here.
Oh,
which does not turn out. It does not go well at all.
Oh, weird.
Yes.
So where are they now? Chicago? Or...
No, they're still in New York. But she's hobnobbing with all her snobby fucking rich friends, and he's kind of left in the background. So,
look at my coat. It's made of the finest chinchilla, darling.
He's put a tie on it.
So basically, he doesn't call him over to introduce him to anybody. He calls him over to take her coat. What a bitch. Hmm.
What a HC word. I can't say it.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine how miserable? This looks so incredibly miserable. This
it
looks
sure
awful.
Does. Oh, Cyndi Lauper's there, though.
Cyndi Lauper's there, yep. Like, do you know anybody that goes?
Woody Harrelson was right there,
look at
too.
It. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that schmoozer with his little grease.
Boy!
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
It's Glenn from The Wedding Singer.
What? Holy shit.
Why is he wearing, what, Sean, why is he wearing a shirt that's like five sizes too big for him?
I don't know, but he just told Tom Cruise the heel boy, and he looked at his girlfriend and said, oh, you haven't trained this one yet. So
how much pomade did he use in his fucking hair?
I don't know, but this is about to go very badly.
He's a sculptor, as you see, so he can wear a shirt that big.
He needs to sculpt his hair into a better hairdo.
Oh, look. He says you're drunk, and Tom Cruise responds with you're ugly. What a great kindergarten comeback by Tom Cruise. You're ugly. Wow.
Look, I mean, Tom's even done his hair all nice.
Oh, no. Love it. Look at that. Oh,
mine.
It's all over.
Oh,
Tom.
Oh, that's it, Tom. Be sick. You be sick in the back.
Very hard on that heap of trash.
Oh, Tom, you just ruined your picket. You just ruined
beautiful
your life.
Art there, Matt. How dare you?
Fuck me.
And the bitch walks out and say, at least you could apologize. And he's like, apologize? What?
Let's go see Casablanca.
Like, we have to talk about this seriously. Yeah, she's like, we have to talk about this seriously. He goes, talk is overrated as a means of resolving disputes. And he gives her the key and basically says, I'm done.
You know, for someone who's a bartender, saying talk is not great is kind of bad, kind of counterproductive.
And he said, he moved the stuff out of her place. Said he moved her out of her place this afternoon. And yeah, like, where does this guy, unemployed guy, get money to move his stuff out of an apartment? So they're breaking up here. So another woman down the drain. Yeah. Weird. Another woman down the drain for Tom Cruise in this show.
What's that, about 7, 8?
We're up to 3 now.
Oh, 3, I see.
We're up to 3.
Well, as we've established, he's a good looking guy.
Yep.
This cocktail is turning into a cock fail for him here.
He could use a dentist, though. Hi-oh. Isn't Tom Cruise the guy whose like teeth aren't in the middle of his face or whatever?
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
Like his mouth is off centered or some reason. Look it up. His mouth is like off center or something like that.
Tom Cruise?
Yes.
But Tom Cruise has COVID mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he has COVID mouth.
Well, then him and Elizabeth Shue should be perfect together.
Well, with his mouth and her eyes, they don't have a working face between the two.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be interesting. Watch this.
We've got a whole COVID face going on.
All right, so Tom Cruise is at the bar, and just because he didn't work out with the other girl, he's trying. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Now, Logan, I will say the COVID eye is something. It's very. It only appears on occasion. 9 times out of 10, it's true.
You know what? I must not be trained to detect it. That must be.
Yeah. It's only on occasion.
We don't have the gene for it.
Must be a Kit Crosland thing.
No, it's not habitual, like HBK. It's just in moments that it happens.
I see.
And I'm sending a picture. He has one of his teeth is in the middle of his face. It's not supposed to be like that.
Just like what, in the middle of his forehead, or
no, in the middle of his mouth. It's not supposed.
I'm here for a hot cocktail waitress, Elizabeth Shue. By the way,
mm-hmm. I was going to say Elizabeth Shue looking very hatchy here.
Yeah, I love it.
Shoe just shoe.
Is that Amy Smart?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh.
Oh dear.
Yeah, this didn't go well. Ooh,
she
yeah,
is
that
not.
Picture.
She is not happy.
What would you? And the guy's laughing. That's fantastic.
That's a lot of ketchup for those fries.
That's too the much. Least that could have happened. That should have happened to him. He deserved that.
God, that really does look like Amy Smart.
It does. Well, I don't know about that. Amy Smart's a little bit prettier, more prettier than she is. She's not.
Well.
Oh.
Oh, right, look at fine. This. Look at this.
He's transitioning into Rain Man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's like, you wouldn't treat a stray like that. He goes, a stray dog would be loyal, is what she said. So.
He's turning into like a greaser by the minute.
Yes.
He's got the hair slicked back. He's got the leather jacket.
I do like how like he ruined his spot with this hot woman. So he decides to go get her after the fact, you know, instead of doing it when he got back to New York, he waited his time. You know, that's kind of a dick move, by the way.
Elizabeth Shue, you're the one that I want. You are the one I want.
Yeah, she looks very hot. She looks very... very hotchy here.
He's reverting back to his outsider's days. He's going to start calling her Pony Boy any minute.
So, by the way, if you haven't noticed... go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to write Grease down as well for a future episode.
what I was going to say, if you haven't... oh, there's a COVID eye again. It just showed up. If you haven't noticed, this place she lives in certainly doesn't look like somewhere a cocktail waitress would live. So I don't know if you caught on to that yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know, she might be a really good cocktail waitress, Sean.
Like bartending, you can make $500 a night.
Oh, cocktail waitress. I see.
So I'm going to ask the question again that I asked earlier on. Sean, when are they banging? About 5 seconds?
No, they don't bang. I don't think.
Well, then
more,
what
there's
are
no
we
more,
even doing?
There's no more banging in the rest of this movie.
What?
There's no more banging in the rest of this movie. There's an attempted bang, but there is no more banging.
Oh, an attempted bang. I see.
An attempted bang. Is that like Known Animals? Attempted bangs.
Attempted bangs.
That's like Diamond Dallas Page has the diamond up and he's about to pull him apart. I feel like
attempted bangs will be in the write up as well.
Yeah, probably.
Is it a known bang?
Well, an attempted bang is not a known bang because the bang doesn't happen.
Science of the bang.
That's Sean Analytics, by the way.
Bang scientist, Sean Kidd.
Sean of bang science.
Popcorn chicken salad, otherwise known as the bang committee.
There it is again. Look at her eyes. Look when she looks up.
Look into the eyes.
I don't know how you can't see it. I don't.
Because
get it.
I am not an insane person. I've already said.
Oh my god.
We do
I'm
not
insane. Man. I just saw it once.
Now, to give her credit, she does control it very well. So I got to give her credit.
Oh well, thank goodness.
So she can't be an official COVID eye member because she controls it. So, oh, that didn't go well.
Controlled COVID eye. I see.
This has not gone well at all. I like bitchy Elizabeth Shue. It's kind of hot.
We have learned that you like bitches.
I do. Oh, yes. If you learned anything about women, I do like a little bit of bitch, for sure.
I'm sure your wife wouldn't appreciate that.
Well, she knows she's a little bit of a bitch.
Wow.
She wouldn't deny it. It's not a wow. Like, there's nothing I don't say to you guys that I wouldn't say in front of my wife. Trust me.
I would hope that that's not true.
No, it's true. We're very open. It's fine.
She paint Jim Walsh there in the back.
It looks like it. It sure looks
I think
like
that
it.
Was him
it?
At the bar.
Well, that reunion didn't go very well at all, did it?
No,
it would appear not.
Yeah, did not go well at all. So,
hey, it's back in the original bar.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, back in his uncle's bar.
Look at the jar of eggs.
Mhm. Mhm. Those are a thing in the bars back in the day, by the way.
Yeah.
Yep. Are those like pickled deviled eggs or whatever?
Yeah. They're like pickled eggs. Yeah, like pickled deviled eggs.
Yikes.
That is one hell of a dive bar, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we still have pickled eggs here. In some bars.
Well, I mean we still have them. I just didn't know that was a bar thing.
Well, they don't normally put them out there for everybody to see sitting on the edge of a bar now though. Oh, okay. Usually, yeah.
This is like the It's Always Sunny bar, I feel like.
Yeah, it does kind of look like it.
This reminds me of the bar in New Orleans for the PBN meetup, Logan.
Oh, my God. Yes, it does.
Doesn't it? It looks like that exact bar. Yes.
The Lex Luger woman bar.
Yeah, the Lex Luger woman bar that we did the party out in the alley in the back of that bar. Yes. what a bar. That was a great place, though. That was awesome.
It was.
Yep. The tailgate that we both went to and didn't say one word to each other or even know each other.
We really did it.
There's so many people there that I know now that I didn't even talk to you at that tailgate or even know. So
you didn't stay very long, did you? Didn't you kind of?
I popped in. I think I talked to a couple people for like an hour and we left after an hour because I didn't know anybody. It was weird. It's very awkward.
I think I saw you. I was talking to other people.
Yeah, it was very awkward, and you know, it got better after that, but that one was weird. Plus I had my friend with me and that was a little awkward too. So
he's like, who the fuck are these people?
Well, no, he's not a social guy. Oh. So it wasn't going to pan out very well. So
gotcha.
No.
Meanwhile, Tom Cruise seems to have gone to the Pretty Woman Hotel.
Well, you're going to find out that this is her real address.
He's talking to Ron Howard's brother.
She is a very rich girl. She's extremely wealthy, by the way. Her parents are filthy rich, Ben. That's what you find out here.
She's a rich girl.
Rich girl.
Is that Great Value Michael Caine that just let him in?
I don't know. That's a hell of a New York penthouse.
I was always fond of you, Bruce.
I was going to say years before he became a butler.
Well, this is going to be
drive our Mini Coopers to the bank.
Oh boy, this is not going to go up. So this is her father. So this could go very badly.
His name is Dick Mooney.
Yes, his name is Dick
Mooney. I'm Richard Mooney. Oh.
No sold the handshake.
If you look closely, you could see the stick wedged firmly up my ass.
Well, do you blame him? I'd be mad at him too, wouldn't you? He wouldn't even be in my house.
You like my piano? Don't touch it.
If this guy banged my daughter and treated her like that, he wouldn't even be in my house.
He had the lights on the.
You like this fireplace? Don't even look at it.
So basically, Benny's telling him you've got a hell of a... I mean, do you have your volume up still? Can you hear it?
Yeah. You've got a hell of a nerve for beating
here. Yeah, okay. Got it. All right, good. Just want to make sure.
What is that couch?
This is a very 80s penthouse.
Good Lord.
I was going to say.
It's a daybed.
By the way, guys, what we have failed to mention is it has been revealed that she is pregnant. We didn't talk about
it. Oh, you were too busy talking about it. Yes.
So she is pregnant at this point. So yeah, we skipped over that.
Yeah, that might
so
be
a lot's happened. He's lost a lot of jobs, got out of the Peace Corps.
Oh, that's why he's pregnant. Pissed. Now it makes sense.
Yes.
Oh, so now he's unemployed and can't provide. Right, got it.
Yeah, and so now he's trying to win her back and she's pregnant and he wants to provide for her and the dad's not having any of his bullshit. So basically he says, wait here a minute, now you're gonna see what he's going to try and do with...
Well, his name is Dick Mooney, so...
Uh-oh. And now she's showing up. God, she's freaking out.
Is Dick going to try and pay him off?
You got it. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Ah, the check is in the hand, yes.
He's writing him a check to get him out of Allie's life. He doesn't want her anywhere near her. Mm-hmm. $10,000? That was it. That's all he got for his daughter? That's all your daughter's worth?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's like, I don't want any of your bullshit money.
I don't want your money, and you don't stay gold, pony boy.
You think I'm letting some bartender walk into my daughter's life? That's so stupid.
He's also kind of morphing into his Interview with the Vampire character, too. He's getting more and more pale.
He really is.
Someone please tell me how it's like Kelly McGillis. This is Tom Cruise, Many Faces of Tom Cruise movie. Someone please explain to me. I don't know. I'll shut up. I'm done.
Fucking Lestat here. Just if the dad wanted to get rid of him, all he had to do was show him some fucking garlic. He would have gotten right out of
it. I don't understand how this one. I don't understand how this run a golden raspberry. I think this is a fabulous movie. It is a real love story of two different people from two different worlds trying to make it work. I don't understand.
It's just like Dirty Dancing.
It's a tale. I'd watch this. It's a tale as old as time.
Hey, here comes the big shit take. I'd watch this before I'd watch Titanic again.
That ain't shit take.
I would.
Oh, see, there's my boy.
Again, the goddamn Kid Crosland family. They must be stopped at all costs.
To be fair, Titanic to be fair,
it does suck.
I'm with them. But... Titanic is the only film where I've knowingly fell asleep at the cinema.
It's a bad movie. But
have I ever told you guys my Titanic story?
Were you there?
Terrified.
Well, no. That was what you call a volley and a spike. Very well done. No. So I was dating this girl. We went on a double date to go see Titanic with one of my buddies. And I hate Leonardo DiCaprio. I like absolutely hated him because she loved him, would make me go see his movies and everything. So in Titanic, I was so bored. I absolutely hated the love story. So when he got on the ice, when he was floating on the ice and he finally floated down. And by the way, Sean was very immature back then, unlike today. I actually stood up and clapped. I actually stood up and clapped in the middle of the movie theater. And she was very mad at me. She never went on another date with me ever again.
That is such a Sean move.
It really is, right? That's amazing. Yes. So that is my Titanic story of how Sean never got a second date.
Oh, that's great.
That movie is utterly ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous.
Yeah. It's too
long. By the way, is that Rizzo from Grease behind Doug? It's Rizzo.
Jesus God.
It's Rizzo.
Are they on a yacht?
So, by the way, did you guys notice that Kelly Lynch gave Tom Cruise quite the kiss on the mouth when he came in?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, by the way, Tom Cruise is paying off his bet, by the way, because he has failed. And Doug has a boat. He lives on a boat.
I'm on a boat and...
I'm on a boat.
Well, there's the brandy.
A nice boat.
Those are obnoxious binoculars.
Yeah, they really are. It's like something
Lord.
It's like something out of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
They are some good God, Seth level binoculars.
$500 brandy. What does that even taste like?
I am not a fan of brandy. Have you ever had brandy?
I don't know that I've ever really had it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it.
The best. No, it's not the best.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't like scotch either. Oh, look at the old Polaroid camera. Holy shit.
Yeah.
What a camera. Oh, wow.
My grandfather was a big brandy drinker, but I don't know that I've ever had it.
Yeah.
I always like the way have to carry the brandy glass, though. That's quite nice. Quite neat.
Well, it looks very sophisticated, right? It's very sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very James Bondish. You can see James Bond holding it like that.
I'll have a martini. Shake it, not stirred.
All right.
Womack!
Stick with the good Sean Connery movies, okay?
Yeah, The Rock. I just did.
Whoa.
I was talking about The Rock, not James Bond, man.
Oh,
I was talking about
good.
The Rock. No, I was talking about The Rock being a bad movie, not James Bond.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I was going to say, we may have to have words, Jordan.
No, I was talking about The Rock, man.
No Nick Cage haters, so.
Shit.
That's ridiculous. So
The Rock is not a... It's a... Shut up. I bet you like Con Air, too, don't you?
Yeah, it's the worst of the trinity of Nick Cage action movies. I'll say that.
Face Off is brilliant. I love Face Off.
So. The Rock is number one. Face Off is two.
No, Face Off is number one. Let's get it right. Ghost Rider is number two.
All right, now we're gonna
fight. 8mm is number three. 8mm. By the way, 8mm should be another one we watch on this 8mm podcast.
8mm is pretty good.
Yeah, we need to watch 8mm. It's a great movie.
Can we do Gone in 60 Seconds at some point?
I forgot about that one. I'm not a big fan of that one either.
I like that one a lot. But
yeah,
that's a good one. I do like that one.
Although, having said that, we're nearly at double figures for doing this pod. So this is the second Tom Cruise film we've seen, but we as of yet have not had a Nicolas Cage film. We need to change at some point.
I definitely think who's up next to pick, by the way?
It's an impossible question.
Okay.
Well, technically, I had December, but I suppose that turned into a Logan pick.
Yeah. So Ben, I guess technically it's your pick next time.
Yeah. So I'll have a think about it. We might have to go with Nicolas Cage for the double figures episode.
National Treasure.
Ghost Rider 2.
Oh, God.
No.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
The Wicker Man.
All right, watch what happens here. So Doug was too drunk to drive, so Tom Cruise is driving her back to her penthouse. So you can probably assume what's about to try. Remember when I said about attempted?
Is this the attempted bank?
This is the attempted bank. This will be the attempted bank. But not the known bang, because attempted bangs are not real bangs.
I see. Again, bang scientist Sean Kidd.
Yeah. Sean Bangalytics.
That's why I'm here. See, so you guys think Kelly Lynch is hot? You think she's hot?
I'd bang her, but
iffy.
Yeah.
I mean, she's better looking than Glenn Close was, but
she's not better looking than Elizabeth Chu, though.
No.
No.
Absolutely
not. All the photographer. No. She's still.
Oh God, no.
Oh no, the photographer's way high.
The bangs kind of kill it for me in this scene, at least.
Yes, that's the other thing I don't like. I didn't like her hair either. Yeah.
Why is she dressed like an Oscar?
She's asking Tom Cruise what his secret weapon is.
She's making the moves on him. Oh
yes. Oh yeah, he wasn't gonna do that. It was her. Well then, hello.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh my God. We are getting some more McGillis sex scene acting. Oh no,
I think he sucked up one of her teeth.
And this would be why it's the attempted bang. Yes.
Attempted bang.
Yes. The attempted bang. You came up with it. Yeah. You've already forgotten.
as opposed to the anger bang.
Look, he's old. He already mentioned he was on the Titanic. I mean.
Ah, yeah, good point.
That was a great line. I have to give you full credit for it.
I'm getting a Alondra Blaze vibes from this chick.
Yeah, you know?
A little bit.
Yes.
Very Medusa-ish.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, the pace really has slowed down. compared to the rapid fire 45 minutes.
It's about to take a very dramatic turn.
Jesus. Oh.
You can probably figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Well.
I take it that's not brand new.
And that's why I won a Razzie, because that was horrible. Yeah.
So Doug has killed himself.
Poor Doug.
So. I'm not gonna make any inappropriate jokes about that because that's not funny at all. So dramatic turn. This fucking batshit insane movie. They had to add a suicide to it. Give me a break.
If you're feeling sad, always reach out to someone.
God damn it, Logan. Why are you guys
being serious?
No, you're not. You're not.
I am too.
Okay, all right, okay. Just making sure.
I mean, you can tell it's a serious moment though, because Tom hasn't slicked his hair back in this. It's just pure Cruise.
This is Tom's Oscar moment. This is the scene that he wanted to win an Oscar for.
Oh.
And I like how they pan out and you have milkshake, steak, and eggs on the window after a suicide. Yeah. That's what's his name
from Happy Days cleaning up there.
Yes. Yep. So we got the funeral now. Oh,
and I'm not a big soul to trivialize suicide. Jesus, Sean.
All right. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know what your limits are sometimes, Logan. So I'm just like, if you were, I will tell you right now. I will tell you, Scott Shiflett has probably eclipsed you in moments like this. By the way, when it comes to stuff like this, some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth nowadays, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
It's your fault.
You started it. It is your fault.
It wasn't me. Yeah. I'm telling you, he's always been that way. He just tried to hide it. I'm telling you.
He was such a good boy till he met you.
That's true.
It's always my fault.
So you started horning across the galaxy.
And there it is.
I will tell you, Logan, we recorded an episode of that tonight before this pod, and there is no horning across the galaxy in tonight's episode. So don't believe it. And I actually give you a big shout out at the end of the episode, by the way, because you're the only one that listens.
You'll always do.
Well, you're the only one that listens, so we always do that little sign off with Logan. So Ben's on the pod too in the intro, and he don't listen to it. So.
Well, don't bring me into this.
It's fine. Can we like just sit here and appreciate the great acting of Tom Cruise right now in his tears?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm
equal opportunities. There's many a podcast I don't listen to, not just yours.
Actually, there's a lot. Ben, there's a lot I don't listen to either, but they will be renamed nameless. So.
Oh, the signs up there. He's going for it, isn't he?
I'm telling you, he gets a Razzie, but this should have been an Oscar.
Good no selling of Logan's line there, by the way, Sean. Rod Howard's brother's really not happy.
No, he's not. What's his name? Tom Clint? Cruise. Clint Howard?
Tom Cruise is a rebel running to that penthouse.
Master Bruce.
Oh, and great value, Michael Caine is not having this shit.
I've already told you, Master Bruce.
I told you to blow the bloody doors off.
So he's going to basically use Doug's suicide as a way to get back with her.
Oh, well. as one does, of course.
Wow. You cheated on me. You got me pregnant, but your best friend dies from suicide. Guess what? I'll take you back.
He really is a cuck.
So ridiculous. Oh, and there's Dick. By the way, you know what's funny? He really does look like Richard Nixon a little bit. So Dick is very appropriate for his name.
I am not a crook. Yeah.
He does. He looks a little bit like Richard Nixon, I think. Great acting here by these two fabulous stars.
Can I get you a glass of Watergate?
I love you. I want to marry you.
The thing is, they are two fabulous stars.
They really are. It's amazing that they're in this film.
Flanagan, get the hell out of my house.
Why do you sound like Patrick Stewart saying Logan when you say that?
That's just how it came out. I do apologize.
Yeah, but say that as Patrick Stewart. Say it as Patrick
Flanagan.
Stewart. Yeah, there you go.
I'm a Flanagan. You get your hands off my daughter.
Oh, look, Daddy, I love him. Oh, look at this son of a bitch.
What did Clint Howard do to you? Take it easy. My goodness.
Keep your hands off him. She's pregnant.
You may have.
Why is he roughing her around? What did she do?
Yeah, really.
Oh. Boy, this movie
you may have the COVID eye, but I'm going to get you.
This movie has gone off the rails. Officially off the rails at this point.
Another sculpture ruined.
Another sculpture ruined. And
at least that one wasn't trash. Wasn't a trash sculpture.
She's leaving him, and now Daddy's going to take a stand. Daddy's going to take a stand right here. You're on your own, and he's like, "I don't want it any other way, you motherfucker." Oh, look! And now we're going to switch to the future, and look what's happening now.
Good lord! What fucking year is it now?
Now they're married, and she's 9 months pregnant.
Holy shit!
What on earth?
How did that happen?
Not
even a fucking slow fade or anything. Just bang, jump cut, and they're married.
So 1 minute they're not even talking. Then he barges into the penthouse, and now they're married. Oh, look, they brought back the crab waitress for this.
Billy Idol.
That bitch is not 9 months pregnant, by the way.
I was going to say, Sean, she must be the most... the fittest 9 months pregnant I've ever seen.
They haven't showed her full belly yet. You'll see.
What did she get?
No, it did.
A pebble?
Yeah, they have shown the full belly.
She must have birthed like a pebble or something.
Yeah, it's right
there. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. She's not 9 months pregnant. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize.
I was gonna say. Right.
Oh, look. And now we're going even further to the future.
You guys missed Gomez Adams dancing at the...
Now, he's opened his own bar. Now he now owns his own bar, guys.
Yes. All right.
Now, what are we doing?
It's like the movie started all over again. We reset.
Jesus. Like, it's almost like the production just said, look, we got to wrap this fucker up. Let's go. Wrap it up. Come on.
Oh, look. And he's going to do a poem. Are we at the start of this movie or the end?
Now she's 9 months pregnant.
Now she's 9 months pregnant. That's where I lost it.
I was going to say, we're at Flanagan's Cocktail and Dream, which is not the same bar that was used earlier on at all.
Oh, Kenny Loggins and or Chuck Norris is there.
And by the way, yet another Tom Cruise hairdo.
At least he looks less like a vampire.
Yes. And another fine...
Standing next to John Voight.
Another fine ensemble.
He went to Jamaica and somehow managed to get paler. How does that work?
Great wardrobe by him. And right now he is wearing the official Yellowstone tie on that shirt. That's a hell of a tie. That is a total cowboy tie right there.
When does Leanne Rimes start singing "Can't Fight the Moonlight"? Is that coming up?
Now, Sean, you say Kenny Loggins. I'm just going to go straight back at you with Hart Bartner, just to get him in this podcast again.
No, it was Matt Souza that said Kenny Loggins. I will choose Hart Bartner any day of the week. As should Souza, by the way.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Could be Eric Clapton, too, if you look hard enough.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to find another Hart Bachner movie to watch, too.
I'm not sure there is one.
I'm not either. Oh, wait. Watch this. We're having twins. That is correct.
Oh, boy.
How prediction was that? And there we get one last glimpse of her COVID eye.
So this is a prequel to the movie Twins. Got it.
So now he's doing an open bar and his uncle yells at him. So no, don't do that.
Good.
So,
and we just cut to credits. What the fuck?
and that's the movie?
That's the movie, guys.
I just made a bad visual for myself. Elizabeth Shue giving birth to Danny DeVito. Good Lord.
That was great. That was so much fun. You can't tell me you didn't enjoy that watch. That was fun.
I'm not sure what happened.
Whoever wrote the beginning and end of that was on speed.
Oh, my God, yeah. All the drugs.
Then they got off of it and wrote the middle.
Yeah. Then we got the long heat segment in Jamaica.
Oh, young couple in Delhi gets a billing. Thank goodness.
Did we just watch Art Michaels from WrestleMania 12 again?
Holy shit. I'm fucking exhausted watching this.
That movie is as great bad as I remember it.
Holy shit.
It was awesome. All right.
That genuinely might be like the fastest paced movie I've ever watched.
Yes. I feel like I just ran a fucking marathon.
I'm sweating.
It's fast-paced, and it's almost 2 hours. It's amazing. Those two things should not work together.
My Lord. I know, right? Good Lord. Right, I think at that point, we've mentioned quite a few of the pods that we're on, but Logan, is there anything you would like to plug while you're here?
We're going to record the first episode back of Highway to the Impact Zone this Friday, and then I've got YouTube Roulette and... pop our wrestling chicken salad next week. So those are the three things I got going up or coming up. I mean,
excellent. As for you, Matt,
you can find me on my show, Piece of the Action. Probably won't have a new episode of that out until February due to some scheduling snafus on my part, but probably February before we get a new episode of that out. You can find me on the Extreme Three Way Dance over on the No So Podcast Network. By the time you're hearing this, the Heat Wave 96 episode should be out. So definitely check that out. Sneaky historic show for ECW. So definitely give that a listen. And I got a couple of guest spots coming up on across the quad of pods. So look out for those. And you can find me on the Twitter machine at MSouza1991.
Excellent. As for you, Sean.
You can find me at NWA Crack and Roll on Twitter, the NWA Crack and Roll podcast. We just started, actually last night, we recorded our first episode of March 1986. So Crockett Wrestling is awesome. It's starting to heat up, so please give that a listen. Logan brought up YouTube Roulette. You can find me on Pop Goes to the Couch over on the Pop feed right now, where we're currently doing Boba Fett and Cobra Kai. And I'm sure there's 100 other ones that I'm on, but those are the ones I'll talk about tonight.
Excellent. I'll quickly put out there the new episode of Wrestling Pedestal that we Pedestal number 4 that we did together. War Games 1992 may or may not have gotten to the pedestal. I'll leave it up to you listeners to find out which one we go to. As well as that, I will quickly also plug and mention the excellent Place to Be Nation Twitch feed, which includes our live watching of Day One, WWE Day One, and we were all on that, weren't we? I'm pretty sure, Logan.
At some point or another.
Yes. Good time, I'd buy all that. I think fair to say the best one yet, and we hopefully Callum does a great job on there, and we'll carry on doing them throughout the year, I accept he says, quote unquote, hopefully. I'm, you know, beat the calendar, I'm sure he'll agree for that. So, for Luke Crosland, Matt Souza, and Sean Kidd, I'm Ben Locke. Remember, everybody, in a world where you can be anything you want to be kind. Thank you so much for listening to Popcorn Chicken Salad, and we will see you next time.
The lights are on.